Hello, my friends, and welcome. It is a privilege for us to be sharing with you this week. And so my fellow staff members and I are going to be sharing on Follow the Leader, which is that this week we are going to take a look at Jesus as our Good Shepherd and why he makes it easy for us to follow him as our leader. And so we find Jesus making many references to the fact that he is our Good Shepherd in John 10. And so I want to start from John 10, verse 2 to 4 out of the ESV translation. And this is what Jesus has to say regarding himself and regarding us. And so he then goes and says, "But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Well, the first thing I want to focus on is how beautiful is it to know that Jesus calls each of his sheep by name, meaning he knows you and recognizes you as an individual and relates to you as an individual. You see, Jesus knows you better than you know yourself, and he absolutely adores you, which is exactly why he considers it a privilege to be your good shepherd. But another thing that I want to highlight is Jesus said that we hear his voice and we know his voice. So I really want to encourage you, you can hear the voice of God. You know the voice of God. It really makes mention there that we perceive his voice, we recognize his voice, and we follow his voice. You see, Jesus lives and dwells on the inside of us, Christ himself, and he is always leading us. And so it's a matter of us actually believing that, yes, we can actually hear the voice of God. I love what it says in Isaiah 30, verse 21. It goes on to say, "And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left." So really what that verse is highlighting is that in every step of the way through life, you can have a confident expectation that God is going to lead you and he is going to guide you as your good shepherd. That you can simply just lean in and tune into hearing his voice. Now, another thing I want to speak on is we need to recognize the number one way that God wants to speak to us, and that's through his word. You see, God has bound himself to his word, and it's the Holy Spirit within us that connects the word of God, which is alive, to us personally. You see, God's number one way of speaking to us is through his word. And in Hebrews 4 verse 12, it goes on to share, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." You see, God's word is alive, and the Holy Spirit is there to make it alive to us. You see, each and every single day as we sit in the word, God is going to speak personally to us as relating to us as his individual sheep, that he's going to give us wisdom and direction and counsel. You see, his word is alive, and that's where he wants to meet you. That's where it becomes exciting. And so my encouragement to you today is anytime you need direction from your good shepherd, you can simply tune into the inner voice of the Holy Spirit within you, and you can simply dwell and enjoy some time in the word of God as it speaks personally to you. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.